Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
I love the morning show.
Classy, bougie, and savage. Star 102.5.
So we got to talking about when your dog has an obsession with one thing, and what we mean by his obsession is eats one thing in particular that, you know, they shouldn't be eating. You know, Caress, who's on after us, her dog has eaten two retainers now. Two.
That's terrible luck.
It's expensive. And it's
terrible, yeah. Terrible taste of what a dog should eat.
Our dog, it's blankets. And of course, you know, his last blanket that he's kind of chewed up, it's in like three pieces now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about the size of a pillowcase now. He's eaten most of it or it's been thrown away. Okay, but he still has these little pieces he carries around.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like Linus.
Yes.
Okay.
His blankie.
And so then, you know, it got cold and everybody's like, we got to get him a new blanket. I'm like, he'll just eat it.
Right.
He'll just eat it.
He needs a new blanket. It's cold.
Aww.
Okay. Our last dog, Harold, it was socks. Never ate anything but socks. Socks. Leave a sock out. Mm-hmm. It was gone. Pick up your socks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bailey eats everything. Our dog will just eat everything. She's not particular.
All right. So we got Amber now in Newton. All right, Amber, what is it?
Well, our old dog, Teak, would love to eat our underwear. My daughter and I's underwear, I should say. And we would hide them. We would put them in a high area. But somehow, he would get those and eat them and put them underneath our bed. And that was like, my daughter's like, I like this. We get new underwear every month. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
This is not the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, at least you have an excuse for the holes in the underwear, huh?
Yeah.
You can.
Yeah, I know. But they're not holes. They're shredded. I mean, my dog passed away, and we found all of his underwear in the basement. I mean, all of his underwear, not in the basement, under our bed. And I'm like, well, that's where he's doing with them.
That's fine.
Thank you, Amber. Yeah. You have a great
day.
You're welcome. Appreciate it.
Good morning.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt. Saying what you're thinking, you know, minus all the swears. Star 102.5.